Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Yotasim Aleph. We're holding on Yudchasim Abiz, 11 lines from the bottom, Maska for Rabbi Yosef. So says the Gemara, Maska for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked on Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya said that according to Rabbi Shimon, Zika Kikanusa, and therefore even in the case where Baby Levi is born before Shimon is Miyabe, Mrs. Reuven, still Baby Levi is mutter to Mrs. Reuven, because when she was never Nesra to him, she never became Aser to him. As soon as Levi was born, when at the time that Mrs. Levi was born, it was considered as if Mrs. Reuven was already married to Shimon, even though Shimon wasn't Miyabim her yet. Still, the Zika itself creates the marriage, and therefore, she was even eligible to Levi, she was never Nesra to him, and that's why he's going to be mutter to Mrs. Levi. However, Maskel for Rav Yosef, Medhash the Zika Umaymer Misafka Yilur Rav Shimon, I could prove it to you that Rav Shimon was Mesupik, even in the case where a person did Maymer, and even still Rav Shimon was Mesupik if we say it's Kikanusa, Kikanusa Damia Ilav, so Kikanusa Damia, so Zika l'chuda mibayi. Is it necessary to tell me that in the case of just Zika, of course, that that's not Kikanusa? What you're saying is not true. So where do I see that Rav Shimon holds even by Maimer that he was Mesupik? That now we learned in the Mishnah. It says Shloisha Achen Esu and Shalosh Nashin Nachriyos. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and they're married to three non-related women: Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Shimon, and Mrs. Levi. Umeis Echad Meham, and Reuven dies. Also Basheni Maimer, and Shimon goes and he does Maimer to Mrs. Reuven. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So now Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon fall to Levi. Says the Tanakama, Hari Elu Cholt. So the halacha is that they have to do chalitza, they're not allowed to do yibam. Because Mrs. Reuven is asr midurabanan to Levi, because it's as if she's coming from two houses, as if she's coming from Reuven and Shimon. And as we'll see in a moment, the Tanakam have a drasha, then in such a case, she's pater from Yibam, the male she's pater, and then Mrs. Shimon is an atzaras of that Isser, she's a tzaras erva, and that's why she's pater, and therefore we say, because this whole thing is only Durabanan, so we say to do Chalitza and not to do Yibam. Now, how do we know that Mrs. Reuven is Aser? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umeis Echan Mehem Yivama Yava Yaleha, Misha Le Zika Yavamecha, Velesha Le Zika Shne Yavamem. We dash from here, only a lady who has the Zika coming Mikayach one Yavam, she's Chayim and Yibam, but Mrs. Reuven in this case, who's coming from two Yavams, from Reuven, and then also from Shimon, who did Maimer with her, so therefore, she is Pater from Yibam. Rav Shimon Aimer, Miyabim Le'achad Eizemen Shiyirtza V'choy Litzlashniya. Then no, that Levi could be Miyabim, whichever one, either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon, not both, but he could be Miyabim, one of them, and then he does Chalitza to the second one. Now, Yavumi Tarvayu Loi, the Gemara explains, this is Rav Yosef's explanation for Rav Shimon's death. That Yevumi Tarvayuloi, we don't want him to be miyabim both of them because Dilma Yezika. The pshat is because maybe Yezika Vahavushte Yevamis and Boisli Bayisachad. If so, they're both Shimon's wives, and then you can't be miyabim both of them because that's always the halacha when you have two women coming from one brother. And Yevumi Chad of Iftar Yidachloi, we also can't say that he should just be miyabim one of them and then the other one will go out scot free because the Dilma Ainz. Zika, because maybe there's no Zika. Maybe ain't Zika Kikanusa, the Havalu Shteyavam is a Bayis Mishteybatim. So each one requires their own Yibam or Chalitza. So Alma Misafkale. So says Rav Yosef, you see that Rav Shimon was Mesupik, if Zika is Kikanusa or not Kikanusa, and this is even if they did Maimer. Maybe you'll tell me that no, really, Zika is Kikanusa. And Midar Raisa, all he has to do is be Miyavim one, and then the other one goes away scot free. So why did Rav Shimon say that he has to do chalitza to the second one? That was only midrabanan. It was a gzeira. Misham shemay yaimru shnei yavamis habayis b'shnei batim chadam yavam abidach mifter b'levulay klum. It's because the onlooker might not realize that they're both Shimon's wives. He might not know the lumdes that zika kikanusa damia. He might think that Mrs. Reuven is coming from Reuven, Mrs. Shimon is coming from Shimon, and still the halacha is you do yivam to one, and then the other one goes away, scot free. So to prevent that chashash, Rav Shimon says to do chalitza on to the second one. But really, midrabanan. He says Kikanusa. However, says the Gemara, says Rav Yosef, it's not true. But time and Rav Shimon Mishum Maimer Vla Maimer Hu. I'll prove it to you that my Pshan and Rav Shimon is correct. That the Pshan is that he's Mesupik about Maimer, if it's Kikanusa or not Kikanusa. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that Amar Lahem Rav Shimon. Amar lahem Rav Shimon lechachamim. Rav Shimon said to the Tanakhama, he said to the Chachamim, that in Ma'amar Yishasheni Ma'imar Yishasheni Hu Bayal, that why do you say that Mrs. Reuben is Asher to Levi? Because she's coming from two Yavams? No, she's not. If the Ma'imar, if you're gonna take it seriously, the fact that Shimon did Ma'imar with her, so then she's just Shimon's wife. So what's the problem? V'Ma'amar Yishasheni Einay Ma'imar, and if it's not considered Ma'imar, so then Yishas Rishon Hu Bayal. So then he's just, then Mrs. Reuben is just Reuben's wife. And either way, there should be no problem for Levi to be Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven. She's not coming from two Yavam. She's either coming Mikayach Reuven or she's coming Mikayach Shimon. So you see that Reb Shimon Takilo himself, he wasn't sure. Do we say it's Kekenusa or not Kekenusa? So that's Rabbi Yosef's Kasha. That's a Kasha in Rabbi Yeshaya. Rabbi Yeshaya said that even Zika Luchuda, even that's Kekenusa. Here we see that even when they do Maimer, Reb Shimon was Mesupik about it. So Amar Le Abaye says back to Rabbi Yosef, V'loi Shani Lach Ben Zika Shniyavam Echod or Zika Shniyavam. I mean, what are you talking about? You don't differentiate between the Zika to one Yavam and the Zika to two Yavams? Dilma ki am Rab Shimon Zika kiknusa damya, that's the Yavam Echad. When is it that Rab Shimon said? It is Zika's kiknusa, that's when there's only one Yavam. When there's only one Yavam, so that's when we had Rabbi Yeshaya said that Zika's kiknusa. But Ava b'shnei Yavamin, like in this case, in this Mishnah, where there was two Yavam, so then why? So then Rab Shimon Taka doesn't know Zika kiknusa. And then even when there's Maimer, he's Mesupik, do we say it's kiknusa or not? However, ask the Gemara, Umishani le Rab Shimon, does Rab Shimon really differentiate? Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that even when there's one Yavam, Rab Shimon does not hold Zika Kekenusa. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Klal Amar Rab Shimon said a general rule. He said a Klal, that Kol Shehalida Kaidam Islanesuin, seems to be Mamish our case. Anytime baby Levi is born, before Shimon is Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, so then, since baby Levi was born first, so she's already Nesra to him, so then, even if Shimon is a miyabimer and Shimon dies, the halacha is that she's also to Levi. They don't even have to do chalitza or yibum. She's a mama. She's an eishes ash. However, nesuin kaidim uleida. If Shimon is miyabim, Mrs. Reuven before Levi is born, so then she's mutter to Levi, and they can either do chalitza or yibum. Now, my lab yavam echad. The chayyur the brayso says it's stam. It's even talking about a case where there's one yavam, like the case that we just described. And still it says that when Levi is born first, so then there's a din of Nesra, meaning we don't say Kekenusa Damya, that Mrs. Reuven's already married to Shimon. We don't say that. We say that she's Taka Aser to Levi. So it says, the Gemara Loi B'Shnei Yavamim. I'll tell you that the Braisa is talking specifically about the case where there's two Yavams, and that's why we don't say Zika Kekenusa Damya, but when there's one Yavam, so then Zika Kekenusa Damya. However, ask the Gemara, Ava b'yavam echad mai, hachanami, aichalatis amis yavemes. You're going to tell me that when there's one yavam, so then we allow them to do chalitza or yibam? Yachi asked the Gemara, Aditani, Nesuin Kaidman Aleda, that which the Braisa then speaks about the other case, where Shimon was Miyabi Mrs. Reuven before Levi's born, Aichalatis amis yavemes, that she's mutter, that Mrs. Reuven is mutter to Levi. Lift like the listening bidida, why do you have to come on to a new case? Talk about the same case where Levi was born first, before Shimon was Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, and differentiate and say a chiluk like this, that Bamandav Armamurim, when is it said that Mrs. Reuven is usher to him? That's Bishnei Yavamim, it's only if there's two brothers. Ava b'yavamecha, but when there's only one Yavam, so then Zika Kekenusa, and therefore, so Mrs. Reuven will be Mutter to Levi, if that's really true, and say it all in within this case. So says the Gemara, no, Kulu B'Shnei Yavam and Kamairi. The Brice is speaking about the case where there's two Yavam, so we want to be consistent and speak about cases. There's a Klal for when there's two cases. But my Klalus, and it's not much of a Klal. Klal sounds like it's always true. It comes out the way you're saying it, it's not really much of a Klal. When there's one Yavam, the Allah is going to change. So this the Gemara doesn't answer, seemingly because in the made them in our clothes. But says the Gemara, Void Masa Rabbi Ishaya the Amira. Asks on Rabbi Ishaya, how could you say that according to Rabbi Shimon Yesh Zika's Kikanusa? But we learned in the Mishnah that Shleish Achen, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnai Mehen is Suman Shle Achiyos. And two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Reuven to Rachel, Shimon to Leah, Aisha Bita, or Reuven's married to a lady, and Shimon's married to her daughter, Aisha Bas Bita, Shimon's married to the granddaughter of Reuven's wife, Aisha Basbina, a granddaughter from the son. Now, halacha is if Reuven and Shimon die, and now these two ladies, let's say by sisters, so Rachel and Leah now fall to Levi, Hare'elu Choltes, Lemis Yavmais, as the Tanakama, each one's a Krevas Ziku Kasai, so therefore Levi is also to both of them, Levi has to do Chalit. Mechitza and not Yibam. Reb Shimon Paita, Reb Shimon says, the Pater, they don't need anything. The Gemara will explain soon. Really, the Gemara there will explain, but we'll see it in short over here. Now, V'yisal Gadaita Ksav Reb Shimon Zika Kikanusa Damia. But wait a second, ask the Gemara, this makes no sense. If Reb Shimon holds that Zika is Kikanusa Damia, so Liabim Lekamaisa, Vetif Teridach, whichever one died first, let's say Reuven died, so his wife Rachel already fell to Levi, she's Mutter to Levi, it's as if they're married, and now Mimela, when Shimon dies, so Leah will be Aser, because so let Levi marry the first one's wife, and then the second one will be Pater. So Amar of Amar, my Pater Nami Pater Bashnia, Inachanami, that's what Reb Shimon meant. When it says that Reb Shimon Pater, it meant that he paters the second one. As the Gemara of Atanib, we learned in the Braiser, Reb Shimon Pater Bashtayan, that he paters two women, says he paters both of them. So Amar Rava, Shnia Shabizugzev, Shnia Shabizugzev. No, that it's because we're talking about a case where Reuven is married not to or sisters, or to a mother and a daughter, or to a mother and a granddaughter. We're talking about a case where each one has four wives. Reuven's married to Rachel, and also three other women, and Shimon's married to Leah, and also those three other women's daughter, granddaughter from a daughter, and granddaughter from a son. So each one has four wives, and then Reuven and Shimon both die. So now, Reuven died first, let's say. So now, all the Shimon's wives, all of the second ones, the second of the pairs, all the seconds, they all become pater. That's what Reb Shimon meant. So says the Gemara that can tell you Rav Bar Bezugi, that Rav is making a total mistake by assuming that each one, that these are four pairs, that each one's married to four different wives. Because Chada, first of all, it's not Meduyuk like that. The Ay Katani. The Mishnah says, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter, so it's not Mashma like Rav. And furthermore, Reb Shimon Paiter Bar Basami Ba'ilei. Shouldn't have said that Reb Shimon Paiter B'shtayan. The Brisa should have said that Reb Shimon asers all, he pastors all four of them. The Ayin, and furthermore, and says the Gemara, this is the clincher, that Tanya, it's a Mefersha Brisa, that Reb Shimon Paiter Bishteyem, and Achalitza Minayibo, it says that Reb Shimon pastors both, let's say in the case of sisters, he pastors both Rachel and Leah completely. They don't even need Chalitza. Why? Shenemer, because he learns it from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'isha Lechaisa Lesikach Litzrar, that Bisha Shenasu Tzarezu Lazu, when woman and her sister, when they become Tzarez to each other, but they both fall to Yibam, so lo yehelecha likuchen afil ba'achas mehen, you're not even allowed to marry one of them, they're both aser. He learns it from a pasuk, and so clearly he's talking even about a case of just sisters fall to Yibam, and the halacha is that Levi is aser to both of them, and the question is that if Rabbi Yeshaya is correct, that Yesh Zika and Zika's Kikanusa, so why is he aser to both of them? He should be mutter to whichever ones, whoever died first, to that one's wife. So says the Gemara, Amr of Elo, Amr of Ashi, Eden Afel Bezach Ezeach Anami. You're right, in a Chanami, in a case where one died before the other, you're 100% right, Levi would be mutter to the first one's wife. Here we're discussing a case where Reuven and Shimon died at the exact same moment, and Mamela, there is no one who died first. Rav Shimon Savar, Lekerb Yesia Glili, Damar Afshel Etzam, same, Yehold Lekerb Yesia that such a thing is possible, that it's possible for two things to happen at the exact same second.